Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, and happy 44th birthday to NFL star Tom Brady. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by A1 Tires and More. Buford City Schools encouraging face masks in the classrooms and requiring them on buses. Gwinnett County students headed back to school as COVID looms over third consecutive academic year. 11 Gwinnett schools have new principals this fall. Central Gwinnett School of the Arts preparing to open its doors to art students. Gwinnett County schools will require face masks in school facilities and on buses. And finally, the Daily Post Back to School Health Fair and All About Kids Expo drew a great crowd. Plus, we'll talk to an award-winning brewery that sits right across the county line.
So, yes, outside of beer, we have one of the largest beer gardens as well. And we were actually recognized by USA Today as the fourth best beer garden in the country, which is another great award, too.
Can you slow down for a second? The fourth best beer garden is just across the county line in Tucker?
Hello, I'm Rodney Sculthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. It's back to school time here in Gwinnett, and you want to keep your kids safe. So come to A1 Tires and More for your free brake inspection. All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Mask on. Why? Keep your mask on.
Keep it on.
Mask on. Keep your mask on.
Hey.
I don't need you breathing in my face.
Not in my face.
Best believe you.
Buford City Schools officials won't make students or staff wear a face mask in the classroom when the school year begins on Wednesday, but they aren't shying away from saying masks are a good idea either as a new variant of COVID-19 continues to spread. Buford's approach is different from Gwinnett County Public Schools, which issued a new mandate for students to wear masks in GCPS facilities after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued new guidance this week that states people should wear masks regardless of whether they've been fully vaccinated. The guidance is in response to a sharp rise in cases involving the Delta variant of COVID-19. Although Buford schools will not require students to wear face masks in their classrooms, however, that does not mean students can go maskless the entire school day. There are some signs that life is moving back to a sense of normal in Buford City schools. Buford athletics will take place this year with stadiums at full capacity, but the school system is also taking several precautions this year to limit the chances of the Delta variant entering and spreading in its schools. Hand sanitizer will be available in all classrooms, common areas, and on school buses, and high-touch areas will be cleaned daily, and social distancing practice of at least 3 feet indoors. Imagine a pandemic dominating much of your high school career. For the Gwinnett County Public Schools and Buford City Schools classes of 2023, it doesn't take that much to imagine. The pandemic that began near the end of their freshman year and hung over their entire sophomore year will still make its presence felt as they begin their junior year this week. GCPS is beginning its school year on staggered start for in-person learning students with kindergartners, first, sixth, ninth graders, as well as students with special needs who are taught in small groups returning to the classroom on August 4th, and second, third, seventh, and tenth graders returning to the classroom on August 5th. The remaining students whose families choose in-person instruction will come back to school August 9th. Students who are not in a physical classroom on August 4th will still begin the school year on that day, but they will do so digitally and continue that way until their grade level is assigned to return to schools for in-person learning. When GCPS students get to step back into their schools, they'll be wearing face masks as the mask mandate that was lifted at the beginning of the summer was reinstated this past week. Gwinnett County Schools have a big group of new principals this fall. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
As classes resume in Gwinnett County Public Schools this week, students and families at 11 of the district schools will be greeted by new principals. In recent months, district leaders have approved several personnel appointments, including new principals at Burnett, Chattahoochee, Graves, Ivy Creek, Canohita, Partee, Farr and Puckett's Mill Elementary Schools and Jones, Northbrook, and Shiloh Middle Schools. The new principals are Sally Lehman at Burnett, Mark Moon at Chattahoochee, Monica Ball at Graves, Melanie Terrace at Ivy Creek, Dranita Morrow at Canahita, Jennifer Clowers at Partee, Joe Sanfilippo at Farr, Lisa Rhodes at Puckett's Mill, Lynn Thornton at Jones, Brooks Baggett at Northbrook, and Shanti Howard at Shiloh. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. I'm JP Edwards for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Central Gwinnett High School principal Shane Orr views the Lawrenceville-based school's new School of Arts as kind of like being in a certain 1980s TV show about performing arts students. The school within a school performing arts school will officially open its doors at Central Gwinnett High School when the 2021-22 school year begins August 4th. The arts-centered school is a partnership between Gwinnett County Public Schools, the City of Lawrenceville, and the Aurora Theater to teach students in a professional-style setting how to dance, play an instrument, act, paint, or even make pottery. The city has adopted a more art-centric philosophy in recent years, building off its status as the Aurora Theater's home. It's building a new performing arts center on the Lawrenceville Square that will serve as an expansion of the Aurora, and the School of Arts is a way to help develop the next generation of artists in the Lawrenceville area.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse.
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call it mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're RSAndrews.com.
Look, this is not about red states and blue states. It's literally about life and death. It's about life and death. That's what it's about.
More than 200 parents and community members and a candidate for governor gathered outside Gwinnett County Public Schools' J. Alvin Wilbanks Instructional Support Center Friday night to protest the district's decision this week to reinstate a mask mandate for the system, students, and employees. The district announced plans to reinstate the face mask mandate after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued new guidance earlier in the day that said people should wear face masks even if they're fully vaccinated because of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Gwinnett County Public Schools former Superintendent J. Alvin Wilbanks announced masks will be required in GCPS facilities and on school buses. The requirement applies to all students, staff, and visitors regardless of whether they've been vaccinated. The district also cited CDC and other health partners who have pointed to mask wearing, even by people who are vaccinated, as a key mitigation tool. There's also been a federal executive order that requires students wear face masks on school buses. Hundreds of families flocked to the Rhodes Jordan Park Community Center in Lawrenceville Saturday for the Daily Post's Back to School Health Fair and All About Kids Expo. In the first hour alone, 625 people were clocked coming in the door to the fair, according to Bob McCray, who's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Daily Post parent company, Southern Community Newspapers, Inc. Health fairs that the Daily Post holds typically attract crowds of about 500 people, organizers said, although the newspaper's All About Kids Expo typically draws large crowds. The expo is normally held in the spring, but was merged with the back-to-school health fair this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which affected event programming last year and earlier this year. The idea was to show families that child learning can be done at home with simple household materials before kids are old enough to attend school. There were also several health-related booths hosted by agencies such as Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, iAct Health, Clover Health, Walmart Health, the Gwinnett, Newton, and Rockdale Health Departments, and Northeast Georgia Health Systems. The Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine also had a booth to talk to attendees about COVID-19.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Beer.
And now Tucker Brewing Company is an award-winning brewery that sits right across the county line. Community reporter J.P. Edwards is joined on the podcast by Ashley Hubbard to find out what makes Tucker Brewing Company so great.
So I am Ashley Hubbard with Tucker Brewing Company, and I am owner, CEO, and we focus on pilsners and lagers, and currently are working on producing the best lagers in the state of Georgia.
What's the award that you just got?
Yeah, so we actually just got the New York International Beer Competition that we entered earlier this year. They awarded us with the Georgia Lager Brewery of the Year. And that was really exciting. It was a gold medal that we received that for us, it drives home, you know, what our focus is and what we're working hard every day to do. And it's nice to be recognized by such a large competition with, I think they had over 800 different breweries join the competition from 30 different countries.
And Ashley, where exactly is Tucker Brewing Company?
So we are located in Tucker, Georgia. We are off, our address is 2003 South Bibb Drive. So we're back in an industrial park in the Tucker area.
And so we just had Gwinnett Beer Week. And since you're just across the county line, that means that you weren't able to participate into that. But there's breweries popping up everywhere. Can you speak to a little bit of what's happening locally with breweries and what it's doing for the economy and the community?
Yeah, for sure. So to kind of go back a little bit, in 2017, the state of Georgia had changed the laws to where you could self-distribute within your tasting room. So you saw a bunch of breweries pop up to where you could manufacture your beer on site and then directly sell it straight to a customer, as well as distributing it through one of the distributors here in Georgia. And I think it's been on a steady incline. I think COVID, you know, kind of squashed that a little bit, but I think as things start to open back up, you're starting to see more and more breweries pop up, and breweries aren't necessarily going into distribution. I know for us, we started out in 2018. We took a whole year to get into distribution, and that was more just trying to fine tune what we were doing and quality of product. But I think you're starting to see a lot of people just open a brewery and self-distribute there in their tasting room because there is no middleman. And to be honest, it's beer and it's really fun. And if you're excited about it and have a great product, you know, you're driving people to kind of come and experience what your love and passion is. And I think for the economy standpoint, you know, having all these local breweries in different pockets all throughout Georgia, in all different communities, I think it's really great because it really does drive traffic to these areas. And I think for us, where we're located in Tucker, we were the first brewery in the area. And since then, two other breweries have come in with a fourth one on the way. And for us, we're super excited about that. It helps build community and it gives people who live in these areas something else to do.
Ashley Hubbard is the president, the CEO. She's the owner of Tucker Brewing Company that just won the Georgia Lager Brewery of the Year Award from the New York International Beer Competition. And Ashley, besides providing beer for the community, what else are you doing?
So we do so much. So yes, outside of beer, we have one of the largest beer gardens as well. And we were actually recognized by USA Today as the fourth best beer garden in the country, which is another great award too.
Can you slow down for a second? The fourth best beer garden is just across the county line in Tucker?
Yes, I know. And when we got notified of that, we actually won and we were placed fourth in this kind of nomination. It was really exciting because we've only been open for 3 years, and to be noticed and awarded from all the other breweries that are opening up across the country was really, really exciting for us. And just, you know, again, kind of drives home what we're doing and what we work so hard to do. So it was really, really exciting. So to answer your question, you know, what else are you guys doing? For us, you know, yes, it's about beer, but beer is community. And we really, being in Tucker, you couldn't have asked for a better place to open up a business because the community here is just, it's unbelievable. They're so supportive and they just, they come together and if they love you, they love you. And if they don't totally love you, well, they support you anyways. And I think outside of just that, for us, community is a huge part. So when we started, we have a community development person that's been on staff with us from day one. And it was really important for us to give back. And so for what we decided to do, we focus on education. My mom was a school teacher her entire career. And that was a really big focus of seeing how hard school teachers and just the whole school system alone, from administrator to, you know, office admin staff, of how hard they work and how much money doesn't go into our schools. And so that's been a focus from day one. That pre-COVID, we would do summer, we would go and paint, you know, inside the school for the local elementary school. That was kind of our, I don't want to say charity, but ultimately, you know, our focus for the year. And they've actually stuck to that focus, which is Idlewood Elementary. They're one of the largest underfunded elementary schools in the Tucker area. So that was really important for us. We were out there on their field day, donated snacks, bottles of water, and tried to make it an event that was really fun for these kids who really don't have a lot. And we continue to keep that focus. We're doing spirit nights where we donate 10% of proceeds to all of the Tucker cluster schools, and really try to be that support in the community and not just a place for people to come and drink, but a place for people to come and enjoy themselves and also know that we are trying to do good to help make our community better. And education was our focus and still is our focus to this day.
Ashley Hubbard is the president, the CEO, the owner of Tucker Brewing Company. Ashley, congratulations on being named the Georgia Lager Brewery of the Year by the New York International Beer Competition. And thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
What's the first thing potential customers and clients are going to do when they check out your business? They're going to look at your website. And if your website isn't impressive, they're going to move on and find one that is. Premium Web Design is here to help. Premium Web Design can create a custom website for your specific needs. Ever heard of SEO? Premium Web Design does that too. Don't lose customers because you have a crappy website. Contact Premium Web Design today at premiumwebdesign.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.